Coach, can you speak on Taylor Radish's development and how he's been contributing to the team this season?
Wow. Well, he's what you want to see in development. Draft pick, homegrown, brought in, development camps, minors, and then the NHL. And when you know, your team kind of goes through many little cycles. And last year we lost a bunch of guys up front, and you need guys to come in and step in and take their spots. And he's a perfect example of a guy that now is getting his feet under him in the league. And as he gets comfortable here, he's contributing to our team. And so it's great to see that, you know, not only him, but you know, Bo and you know, Fortune's come up now, and Wayne Colton's developed. And, I mean, I just testament to the system that guys down the barrel are bringing these guys along.
Coach, as Stammer said, feels like even though 6 in a row at home ice, 7-1-1 last night, it still feels like this team is kind of sliding under the radar a little bit and just figuring out ways to get points and just win games. Do you kind of feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think we're all seeing it the same way. Especially if you look at, excuse me, probably where we were in the standing in the first couple weeks of the season, and some teams really took off. We've lost a few players along the way here, but I guess that's, I mean, I guess if you're defending champs, you don't really go unnoticed, but I think there were a lot of teams that you were noticing over us, and that was fine with us, but we're happy with that. But they just, I don't know, what do you call them?
Tampa Bay finalists?
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to put it, because they just, every night they just did something different, they just find a way.
Coach, you're coming into a portion of your season where you're playing teams you haven't seen in almost two years. How hard is that for your scouting department and preparing your players?
Well, it's probably harder on the coaching side of things, just in the sense that, you know, take the LA game for example. You can watch the teams on tape, and now the rosters are different. A bunch of the players are all NHL players, but some guys have never seen before. So when it comes to matching or what you want to set things up in the game, it takes a period just to kind of get a vibe for the other team, how they played. And, you know, Ottawa we just saw last week, so you know, now you get your second crack at them, a little different situation, but it's different not seeing these guys, and just the roster turnover alone is different. So it'll be, now we go on the road, so it's a little bit out of our control. But yeah, it is different.
Even Stamkos was coached for a good part of that 900 points that he's had in his career. Stamkos was coached for almost a lot of the 900 points that he's had. What was it like to see that moment?
I'm disappointed that you don't know that.
How many points did he coach?
I know you will. You'll text me that.
I'll find it.
I know you will.
Give me 5 minutes, but yeah.
I bet you I bet I've watched 500 of them. That's going to be my over-under, 500. What do you guys think? Over or under?
Over.
You think I've seen over 500? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a lot of points. And it just, I don't want to say it sneaks up on you, but 900 is a big number. And to be able to do that, it's, I don't know, obviously says something why he was the number one overall pick. But to actually go out there and then do it as long as he's been doing, especially now that the year he's having, I mean, good for him. He's deserved it. He's hung in there and he's reaping some rewards. So good for him.
Ross made a big play on Killer's goal. He's had to move up to a top six role with some of the injuries. Do you feel like he's starting to find confidence and really kind of, you know, find his way in that position?
I think, first of all, too many players judge themselves on how many points they get. And last year he comes in much like Bo and Ratty and these guys are this year, and we have a different team, and he, you know, contributes, he scores, and I just remember Monday of Yanni Gord too. Like, these guys came in right away and scored, and then, you know, they got to find their way because it's hard to get 900 points in this league. not everybody can do that, but what he contributes on the other side, face-offs, he's more responsible, he's a pretty tenacious kid, but he has a skill level to play anywhere in the lineup. And at some point, these guys, I mean, you have to move up. And he's one of those guys that's really worked at his game, maybe not the points he has wanted, but he's delivered for us and earned his ice time, and he's doing a great job.
Yeah, Victor said on his goal that, you know, he was even looking to pass on that one. But how much has he kind of taken a little bit more, you know, been a little bit more assertive offensively, especially in the past, you know, few weeks?
Games? Well, that's it. I think, I'm not sure, we're always, Victor's sets such a high standard, the bar is high for him. So if he's not playing up to his standard, sometimes you're looking and say, what's wrong with Victor? But if it was, take the number and name off his back, pretty happy with the way he's playing. But for me, when he's skating the puck and he's commanding and it's on his stick, and then when he's shooting, like, our power play is best when Victor's shooting. And it just opens things up for everybody. And you saw that tonight. He, you know, looked him off and shot himself. And even when we didn't score, it was, we had our chances when he was shooting. And I think when puck's on his stick a lot, it's good for him. And I think that's what's happened.
Coach, following up on that a little bit, with no point in Kucherov.
Do you think we need that extra light on your flashlight there?
You're killing me, Coach.
They just turned your flashlight off.
With no point, no Kucherov, is the power play still a jigsaw puzzle trying to see who fits where?
No, not really. You know, Pally's been in Kucherov's spot before. You know, Killer, Stammer, Heady, same spots. We've worked with a little bit who's been, you know, where Ratty is right now. It's just about, you know, guys getting more and more comfortable. But those are, let's be honest, it's a really hard act to follow. I don't know if there's anybody better than Half Wall Cooch. So that's the one thing, you just can't compare yourself to him or try and play like him. You've got to play within your skill set, and I think that's what's helped guys.
Good.
Thank you.